Mitt Romney's failed presidential campaign staffers join Bush, McCain allies to elect Joe Biden. By John Binder on August 27, 2020. Staffers from Senator Mitt Romney's, RUT, failed 2012 presidential campaign are joining former staffers of President George W. Bush and the late John McCain to help elect Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris. 34 former Romney staffers have signed on to the group Romney Alumni for Biden, where they accuse President Trump's of leading the United States in the wrong direction and say the nation needs Biden-Harris in the White House to usher in a mantle of global leadership. They write in an open letter, "What unites us now is a deep conviction that 4 more years of a Trump presidency will morally bankrupt this country, irreparably damage our democracy, and permanently transform the Republican Party into a toxic personality cult. We can't sit by and allow that to happen. As lifelong Republicans, we came to this conclusion in different ways and at different times. Some of us voted for Trump in 2016, excited for a no-nonsense political outsider to take on the Washington status quo. Many others never supported him to begin with. Shocked that a party committed to the ideals of personal responsibility and patriotic duty would nominate an unhinged narcissist that routinely conflates loyalty to himself with love for country." The staffers include Vicky Blanton, Aaron Bradley, Brittany Ladd, Christy Campbell, Robert Morello, John Hadlock, Mike Sistak, Judy Gowan, Matt Kilfoyle, John Voight, John Evans, Jennifer Dodds, Gabriel Schoenfeld, Micah Spangler, David Boyajian, Mark Voyager, Emmett O'Neill, Joe Greeley, Betsy Rupp, James Delthorpe, Anthony Golia, Kate Weinstein, Preeti Kothari, Mike Tricer, Mark McNulty, Colin Russ, Brett Denny, Andrew Stern, Barrick Bauman, Mark Hancock, Chad Adler, Barb Brady, Jill Nernaber Ruley, Matt Coote, Addison Jenkins, Jonathan Glick. Romney, whose presidential campaign became defined by his claim that corporations are people, garnered just 47% in 2012 against Obama's 51%. Trump, with his economic nationalist agenda, blew away Democrat Hillary Clinton by winning states such as Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. Obama lost the midterms in 2010 but won re-election, largely because he ran as the populist candidate of change against the corporatist Mitt Romney, anti-monopolist Matt Stoller has said. "That was a blown election for the GOP, they should have won it." As Breitbart News reported, the Romney staffers now join hundreds of former staffers from McCain's failed 2008 presidential campaign against President Obama and former Bush staffers. Likewise, the Romney, McCain, Bush staffers join former Department of Homeland Security, DHS, staffers, who worked for the agency in 2017, 2018, and 2019, in their pledge to help elect Biden and Harris. Former presidential candidate and columnist Pat Buchanan said Trump's populist transformation of the Republican Party has shut the door on the 2008 and 2012 business-centric platforms. "Trump has also changed the character and composition of the GOP, making it more of a working and middle-class party," Buchanan wrote in his latest column. "Where George W. Bush preached a global crusade for democracy to end tyranny in our world, Trump is all in on America first. Bush transnationalism belongs to yesterday." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.